from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea fired a missile that flew over Japan early Tuesday morning, prompting fresh concern in Japan and South Korea. The missile, passing high above Japan about 10 minutes after launch, split into three pieces and splashed into the Pacific Ocean east of the northern main Japanese island of Hokkaido, according to the Japanese government. The trajectory of the missile triggered satellite-activated emergency alarms to the Japanese public, warning people in the Tohoku region to take cover because of a possible impact from a North Korean missile. The missile was launched at 20:57 UTC Monday, or 5:57 a.m. in Seoul and Tokyo on Tuesday. The launch happened from Sunan, near Pyongyang's international airport. The missile flew more than 2,700 kilometers at a maximum altitude of around 550 kilometers, according to the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff. Japanese authorities say their anti-missile batteries made no attempt to shoot down the missile. The North Korean launch did not pose a threat to North America, according to the Pentagon's Army spokesman Colonel Robert Manning. An official at the U.S. National Security Council told VOA that authorities in Washington were awaiting specific information from the U.S. Pacific Command about the type of North Korean missile that was fired. Once again, North Korea fired a missile that flew over Japan early Tuesday morning. This is VOA News. President Trump is pledging that every asset at my command will be available to Texas and Louisiana as they deal with catastrophic floods from what is left of Hurricane Harvey.
The biggest ever. They're saying it's the biggest. It's historic. It is a historic amount of water in particular. There's never been anything like it. The people are handling it amazingly well, and the people of Texas, as you know, have really persevered.
The chief of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, Brock Long, told reporters on Tuesday, on Monday, that is, that the agency is going to be in Texas for several years. He said, we're anticipating over 30,000 people being placed in shelters temporarily. Harvey was the strongest hurricane to hit the United States mainland in more than a decade. Kenya has become the latest African country to ban the use of plastic bags, imposing stiff fines and even jail time for anyone found using, importing, or manufacturing the bags. Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi.
In one of the biggest garbage dumping sites in Nairobi, it was business as usual Monday. Loads of plastic bags full of garbage were brought in, a testament to their widespread use in the capital. But no more, says the government. A new law went into effect Monday, making the manufacture, sell and use of polythene plastic bags illegal. Offenders can get slapped with penalties up to a 4-year jail term and a $40,000 fine. The National Environment Management Authority, with the help of security agencies, has been going around Nairobi to urge retailers and manufacturers to heed the new ban. Geoffrey Wahungu is the Director General of NEMA. He's promoting the take back scheme, basically calling on consumers to bring their own cloth bags or baskets from home.
I hope soon we'll start seeing people who are carrying this recycled material or alternative bags which are eco-friendly. All this is creating much more employment than is being lost.
Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
The price of a pack of cigarettes has just sharply increased in New York City, while the number of places that are available, that they are available for sale, is set to fall. New York's Mayor Bill de Blasio on Monday signed a sweeping series of anti-smoking bills. They're part of a comprehensive effort to help reduce the number of smokers in the city by nearly 200,000 over the next few years. There is an estimated 900,000 smokers now in New York. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.